everybody, and welcome to DeathRowProds.com Comic Book Podcast. Before we start, I would like to say that I know we did not put out an anything cast on Monday, but that's because we have a live show now. From now on, we will be recording a live show, but we didn't do it yesterday because it was Tess and I forgot to.
Fail.
But yeah, so every Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern on allgames.com, we will be having our anything cast live. So you can, so this way you'll be able to interact with us if you want. You can go to allgames.com/chat and hit us up in the IRC. And we'll be taking questions if you got them, and it'll be awesome. So yay! Yeah, back to today's show. This is brought to you by a fuck ton of sponsors, but today let's go with Audible. With over 100,000 audiobooks, including New York Times bestsellers, Audible is your one-stop shop for all your audio electronic literature needs. Go to audibletrial.com/deathsdoorprods or click the link at the bottom of the page and get yourself signed up for a free 2-week trial and a free audiobook. That is audibletrial.com/deathsdoorprods.
You pick Audible a lot.
They're our first sponsor.
Give ThinkGeek some love, man.
Okay, we're also brought to you by ThinkGeek. That's the bottom of the page. That's the bottom of the page too. Like when they go down to the bottom of the page, there is every sponsor we have.
Yeah.
And they can always click through. They can always click through those or through any of the banner ads that are now rotating throughout the site. But, yeah, while we don't have books or anything as awesome as ThinkGeek has, we do have shirts. Go to deathstarprods.com/store and buy some shirts to help support the site. We are going to be getting some new shirt designs in sometime over the next couple months. And we'll be letting you guys know what they are and how much they'll be. I'm guessing around $20.
Yep. I keep them all at $20. Unless you're a fat person.
Yeah, in which case you hate us.
Damn it, I hate you guys.
I don't set the prices, dude. I'm a fucking triple XL, okay?
If I didn't make those prices higher, we would make no money off of the fat people.
I hate you because you're fat. I hate fat people.
Aren't you one of them?
I hate myself.
if you don't feel like buying stuff from us or just feel like giving us all your money in case, you know, you're afraid of it or something, go to deathstoreprods.com/indiegogo, that is IndieGogo, and donate to the site. We are trying to raise $1,000 by July. It'll help us bring in more. It'll help us get more equipment. So we can get more equipment, better equipment, so we can make more content and better content. We want to start doing Let's Play for you guys again. I guess the Let Me Play That For You Now is what we're calling it. And we want to be able to do more video content and stuff for you guys, but we can't do it on the budget we have. So any help we can get is well deserved, and we have rewards. So if you donate at least $1, you get a you get a shout out on the podcast, and we give you topic for the anything cast. If you donate $15, you get that stuff that I mentioned before, plus you get to choose a theme month for commentary tracks. And if you donate $40, then you get everything I just mentioned, plus we give you control of a podcast. You get to come on with us and just control the podcast. You get to say where it goes. But if you're racist, we'll cut but if you just try to make the podcast racist, we will kick you off. We have that. Or if you don't feel like giving money to us, give money to dying children. Go to deathstoreprods.com/extralife, that is all one word, and donate to that. All proceeds go towards Children's Miracle Network Hospitals. And join our team and help us raise money. The top fundraiser on our team and the top donator, if they want to, will be joining us for our 24-hour live stream on October 20th. It'll be 8 a.m. to 8 a.m., just us talking games and anything else that crosses our minds. So, as always, I'm your host, the Dead Man. Join me today, we have Bobby on.
Fuck!
And Shax. Did you do that on purpose? Or?
Yep.
It's always hard to tell. Shax's mic has been cutting out a lot lately whenever we do these things. So, yeah, if he does, blame him. So, yeah, we're talking about comics. We're going to talk about comics. So, Shaq, what have you been reading?
X-Men, Avengers vs. X-Men, number 2.
Ah, yes. Shit started getting real.
Yes, everything started jumping off right away.
Yep, so the last issue, Avengers came along, tried to get Hope, who's the vessel for the X-Force. X-Men said no, and now they're fighting.
Yep. And, Colossus is getting more and more annoying to me. Or did I say Colossus? I meant Cyclops.
Yeah, that's kind of been the thing that it's been kind of has been like character arc for the last bit of a while has been just let's make him as much of a dick as we can. Jax? Oh no, I scared him off.
Yeah. It's getting worse because like now it's like a good 5-10 second silence for me when you guys are talking. Yeah, I don't know. He was coming off as a pretentious asshole in this one, like more like there's a point where he was like, they want now that we got our own Messiah, they want to take her away, and I'm like, what are you 5 years old? Like, yeah, what the fuck are you talking about?
Kind of got a bit of a religious fanatic thing going on.
Well, I mean, for him to be like, she's our Messiah, not yours, you can't have her, kind of fucking schoolyard bullshit, is just like, dude, shut the fuck up and go sit down somewhere. Go practice learning how to shoot things with your fucking I-beam.
Cut out in the middle of rant.
Ugh.
But yeah, and we have a bunch of other fights too. Remember what they were? Because I don't.
Colossus and Red Hawk.
Yeah. Okay.
Which I don't know anything about Red Hawk. He talks.
Yeah. Yeah, he is. General Thunderbolt Ross.
No, sounds familiar. Is that what's her name's dad?
Yeah, Betty Ross's dad. He's the Red Hulk.
Oh, okay.
And Betty Ross is the Red She-Hulk.
Okay.
Yeah.
Everything you just said right now makes me want to put a gun in my mouth.
Okay. Yeah, they have a whole bunch of Hulks. It is insane. So yeah, well, they have that fight. They have Namor.
Bruce Banner's plan was to end being the Hulk and get rid of all of this.
He wanted to get rid of the Hulk, but then he eventually learned to live with the Hulk, and then he lost the Hulk and went insane, and the Hulk blew him up with an atom bomb.
Wait, are you saying Bruce Banner's dead?
Yeah, Bruce Banner's dead.
Alright, yeah, so that happened, I guess.
He kept trying to turn himself back into the Hulk, but he couldn't. So Doctor Doom like removed part of the Hulk's brain to make him and Banner separate. He cloned Banner a new body, put his brain in there, rebuilt it, and all that shit. And then just kind of left Banner on an island somewhere. And then while Banner was there, he kept exposing himself to gamma radiation, trying to make himself the Hulk again, and it wouldn't work. So he went bananas.
So, alright, I don't want to go off on the tangent about Bruce Banner, but he was on an island looking for gamma radiation? Like, it's
No, he was on an island and he was using gamma radiation on himself.
Oh, okay.
And all the animals on that island.
Wow,
so so he made an island of Hulks.
Perfect.
But he couldn't make himself one.
Perfect.
So yeah, we got Red Hulk versus Colossus. I have the comic up right now. We have Namor versus the Thing and Luke Cage.
What is that? Not like the weirdest combination? Like, does the Avengers not have an underwater guy to go against Namor?
Not really. Doesn't look like it. But yeah. So then,
I feel like it's a weird fight that you got this underwater guy and you got a dude that's made out of rocks that literally should sink straight to the bottom and not be a problem for him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's just weird.
Yeah. Okay, so then, along with that, we have, looked like, just let me go back a bit. So we got Captain America versus Cyclops, obviously. Then we have Iron Man and Magneto versus Emma... Wait, no, Iron Man and Quicksilver, sorry, versus Emma Frost and Magneto.
Yeah, Quicksilver came in kind of late. And his dad is Magneto?
Yeah.
Magneto's when did that happen?
A while ago.
I gotta point out that Iron Man's at a bit of a disadvantage here.
Yeah, you know, what with the fact that Magneto moves metal with his mind. And, you know, he wears metal.
That's what I don't understand. Why didn't Magneto just instantly go up to him and just kind of, like, pull all the metal off his body and let him fall into the water?
Because
if he did that, there wouldn't be a comic book?
Yeah, because if he did, then that would be then the fight would be over too quick.
I don't know. It just seems, I don't know, a little weird, but...
Yeah.
Maybe Magneto doesn't think about it.
Yeah. And, hey, we have Storm versus Black Panther. Because, yeah...
Because
we can't have any white people beating up on a black person.
Yeah, and plus they're married.
Oh, that's gonna be good for fucking tonight, man.
Yeah. And
then, you can't be so hard, you asshole.
Yeah.
Like you're gonna see you.
Hey.
Bitch,
comic book now where Black Panther's walking around corner towards the couch with a pillow blanket and be like, you struck me with fucking lightning!
Yeah, and like, Black Panther's just a dude. He's kind of like Batman in a way, only less awesome. So, you know,
yeah.
So just having like, hey, I'm a guy, versus, you know, goddess of weather. It's weird. Yeah. And then we also have Hope versus her team. Because, you know, she whipped all they asses.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was actually kind of funny. It was just... It's like, I want to apologize for this. And it's like, apologize for what? I want to apologize for breaking your nose. Like, what broken nose? He just, like, elbows that girl in the face and breaks her face. Yeah. And then we have Doctor Strange versus Magic. Because, yeah, that actually does make sense. Kind of. Okay.
Yeah, I never really got into Doctor Strange at all, so I don't really know anything about him.
He's magic guy,
right?
Yeah, and so we got, and then on top of that, we got we had that very, very, very brief encounter of Wolverine and Spider-Man versus Hope with the Phoenix Force, which was actually kind of funny.
Yeah, so she burned up, well, spoiler alert, maybe. It looked like she really fucked up Wolverine there.
Yeah, this happens near the end of the comic, so. Yeah. And then while that is happening, Beast and his Mother Avengers are in space trying to fight off the Phoenix Force with fists and a hammer. Because, you know, that always works out well.
Yeah, I don't know what they're doing. Like, once they show it, and then one of them says something about, like, we're not going to be able to stop it, and it's like, yeah.
No shit.
Yeah, exactly.
It's, yeah, in one of the comics I'm going to be talking about later, they do get into some of that stuff. Like, a big chunk of it is them fighting the Phoenix Force, I think. But, or at least that, or maybe that was a preview or something, or blah. But yeah.
Well, and this is another thing that I'm kind of confused on with this, is like, because their whole thing is like, if it comes to Earth, it's going to destroy it. And it's like, but the Phoenix Force has been to Earth before, and it didn't destroy it. Why is it going to this time?
Because.
Because why?
Because.
Because why?
Because. Yeah, there isn't really much of an explanation for happening. Like, maybe now it's on kind of a tear, because, again, one of the comics that I'm going to be talking about, there's, like, an intergalactic betting ring that's, like, going around and placing bets on which planet's going to destroy next.
Alright.
You know, just like video screens of them watching a giant fire, of them watching a giant space firebird blow up planets.
Why don't they just send Hulk to another planet and then let it destroy that planet, get her, do whatever, and then take off and go do whatever it's gonna do. Leave Earth alone.
I don't know, because they're idiots. You know, one of them wants to keep her safe, the other one wants to make her god.
Ugh. I really fucking hate Cyclops now. I used to like him.
Really?
Yeah, well... Yeah, Cyclops is...
Cut that again.
Derp, derp, derp. I have Cyclops, derp.
He's like one of the only characters, it seems like, that like stands out as his own person, where everyone else seems to be, oh, look, I am witty and sarcastic like Spider-Man. Everyone is written in the same tone, where Cyclops seems to be, his own guy. Now he's kind of a whiny bitch, though, with his, like, she's our Messiah. Meh. Get your own.
Yeah. Like, get your own, God.
I'm going to take my ball and go home.
You know, or in this case, I'm like, I'm going to take my Messiah and go home. Okay, so, yeah, anything else you've read? Or is that it?
That was it.
Okay, Bovi, talk The Walking Dead.
Yeah. I've read up to issue 96?
Yeah, that was the most recent one.
Okay. So, they've pretty much completed what they went to the hilltop to do, which was... Well, they had no clear goal when they went there, but now they have a clear goal.
Yeah. Now they're gonna kill that guy.
Yeah.
Spoiler
and
alert.
Then Rick talks about making everyone on the hilltop into an army.
Cause yeah, that nothing ever goes wrong when you make an army.
Oh, and of course Rick murdered a dude,
which was kind of awesome. It was kind of awesome. Like he just like takes that knife, digs into the guy's throat.
And it's just so hard. I don't want to get into spoiler territory.
So spoiler alert.
My headphones just failed.
Yeah. So spoiler alert for issue 95 on. So, yeah, like, Rick just takes it, like, digs into that guy's throat, and then just gets covered in his blood, just stands up, looking around, is like, what? Which I thought
was actually... my headphones cut for a minute.
Okay.
So I had no idea what anybody else was saying.
Can you hear me
hey,
now?
Hey, welcome to my side. Maybe my headphones and your headphones should go bowling sometime.
Except I can still be heard when mine cut out. It's just my headphones.
Yeah. So can you hear us now?
Yeah, I hear you now.
Okay, so, well... I said spoiler alert for issues 95 and 96. I said spoiler alert for issue 95. And it just... That issue is just so great. Like, at the end of it, just... takes a knife, digs into that guy's throat, and then just, like, covered in blood, stands up, just looking around, is like, what?
Yeah. And, of course, everybody freaks out, because they're not used to seeing that, but...
Everyone's like, oh, fuck. Everyone's, like, scared of him, and, like, in like 96, the guy was, like... One of the guys from the wall was yelling at him, saying, like, what the fuck are you doing, dude? Why are you letting him in here? These guys just murdered somebody. Which, you know, it wasn't self-defense. Come on, dude. Self-defense. They still have
Dude was a bitch anyways. He was willing to betray your entire town.
Yeah. Yeah, but... I just really love that. Just showing how much of a disconnect there is between people who have actually lived in the world and these people in these gated communities. But yeah. So. What else you gotta say about Walking Dead? Okay, I'm guessing you have more to say.
Rick is starting to fucking scare me. Yeah, just now he's starting to scare me.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, just now he is?
Yeah, no, everything before I'm like, yeah, shit, in that situation I would do that. Even the horrible, horrible mutilation. I would do all that shit. But, now he's starting to scare me.
Yeah, it's kind of going into... Governor territory.
And you know what really scares me about him now? Now he doesn't react to the crazy shit that Carl says.
Yeah, he's gotten used to it.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, my son's a murderous badass. Yeah. What of it? And like, even when they're going to talk, it's like, oh, perhaps Carl shouldn't hear this. No, he'll be fine.
Yeah. It's like, my son's crazy, y'all can't step to this.
Yeah. I still love Jesus. He seemed like, yeah, you crazy people are going to go kill the other crazy guy for us, but,
we trust you guys.
So,
but I'll help you.
So it seems like Rick and his son are both kind of getting nuts here. Do you think there's going to be a point where it's going to elevate to where either Rick's going to have to snap out of it and kill his son, or his son's going to have to man up and kill Rick? Do you think anything like that might happen?
They will both just descend so far into insanity.
Oh, yeah. Rick already talked to his dead wife on a telephone that wasn't connected to anything, and Carl, I'm guessing he's not far off from that.
Well, Carl told him to grow up when he found out.
Oh, yeah, he did do that.
You can be crazy. Just don't be pathetic crazy. Stupid dad.
Yeah. Like, oh, man, you're worse than Andrea.
Has Carl, aged at all in the comics?
Not much time has passed, I don't think. It's only been, maybe a year.
It's been a couple of years.
It has been? I thought it's only been, a year.
It's been maybe a year and a half, 2 years.
Yeah,
they've gone through a couple winners, right?
I only remember seeing one.
Well, I think where I'm at in this story is a winter right now, because it's cold out.
Yeah, I think that might be the first winter.
So I would assume there's been more than one
year and a half.
Yeah, so it's been some time. Like Carl, you can't really age that much in a year and a half.
Right. Well, I didn't know how far the timeline went for the series, so I, from all I knew, it could have been a couple of years.
Yeah. It hasn't been that long. There's usually...
Age got to be, 16, 17 years old or something, assuming that he's, 10 now. I got bad math.
Yeah, and you cut it again. But
ah, great, right there at my joke.
Yeah, he was... Yeah, Carl hasn't really aged that much. He's still 10 or maybe 11 now.
Right. Maybe, 12 tops, so, yeah.
Yeah, 12 tops.
What the fuck is he to tell someone to grow up then? Why did Rick, just beat him with that phone cord?
Maybe because he was afraid that his son was going to, sneak in and knife him in the ribs in his sleep.
Yeah, now knows that Carl murders people.
Yeah. If Carl thinks
he's totally okay with it.
If Carl thinks you're a threat, he will jack you in your sleep.
Dude, see, I mean, this goes way back to what I was talking about, the first couple of issues, where, why are you giving this kid a gun?
Because it's the end of the world, and if you're good, if it's the best of time, if it's any time to give your kid a gun, it's the end of the world.
No.
Yeah. But yeah. So, anything else? Walking Dead?
There seems to be a little bit of a spark between Rick and Andrea.
Yeah, there is.
Development.
Yeah, there is. I remember in, I think it was 96, somewhere in there, he just, when they're walking out, he just walks and gives Andrea a peck on the cheek and then keeps going. Which is kind of a weird moment for me.
Wait, wasn't Andrea fucking Dale?
Yeah, Dale's dead.
Well, spoiler alert!
This happened issues ago.
But I'm not there yet.
Well, you'll forget about it anyways, so we're not worried about you.
Yeah. Yeah. By the time you actually get around to getting up to the point where Dale dies, you will have it'll be you probably will be senile at that point.
No, it's gonna...
And if you sit...
And actually, I wouldn't be thinking about this. I'd leave him.
If you say you know Dale's gonna die before he dies because of us... The comic books let you know he's gonna die.
Yeah, he's the old man. The old man never makes it.
Oh, wow, see, now I feel like you're telling me how he's gonna die. It's just...
No, we will not begin to tell you the epicness of Dale's death.
No, we will not. But it's still a zombie story. The old man always dies.
Huh. Including the epic Amish guy in the Diary of the Dead.
Yeah.
I'm not at all surprised by it. I mean, with what you guys are... when you guys talk about, the newer issue and the shit that happens, it seems like everything has gone out the window.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, half their group has died. I think they only have, in terms of, the original guys from, the first few issues, I think all the guys that are left are Rick, Andrea, Glenn, and Sophia and Carl.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
original, there's five.
Yeah.
There's new members of the group now.
Yeah, like Abraham.
And Michonne.
Ah, Michonne.
Oh, God, Michonne.
Ah, Michonne, Michonne, Michonne.
She is so fucking awesome.
Yeah. She's a lawyer with a katana. Yeah. Anything else?
Well, other than, you know, Carl's moment of, wait, if we kill them, can we have half your stuff?
that was great.
I hate Carl.
That was really great. It was just like, it was just great.
And Rick's like, we don't even really need half. Carl looks disappointed.
Yeah. It's like, oh, but I wanted to extort them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of budding sociopath.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Okay. So, on to me. This week I'll be talking about three comics. One picked by Bovey and Shax, and one picked by myself, since me talking about six issues again, me talking about six issues a week, while these guys talk about one or two, is still just kind of a bit too much.
It's lopsided.
Yes, a bit lopsided. So this way it'll even things out a bit.
Unless the people listening like how it was before, where you read we named off sticks or something. I mean,
it'd be great if they told us.
Yeah, it would be.
Yes, it'd be great if we had someone commenting on our podcast other than that one guy who commented on that one anime podcast.
Yeah. All of you start.
Yes, all 3,000 of you motherfuckers who are out there. Because we know you're out there. We have the traffic numbers. But yeah, so on to me. So, Shax, talk about your issue first. That's awesome.
He's been dropped now.
Yeah, I know. I was just like, oh, fantastic. As soon as I said,
derp, Wolverine in the X-Men, derp. Derp, 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 derp.
Yeah, so he picked Wolverine in the X-Men issue 9. So this is an Avengers vs. X-Men tie-in. And what it is Wolverine's got his legs all fixed up now. And since he and Beast are both part of the X-Men and the Avengers, their allegiances are kind of torn right there. So what happens is Beast goes off into space to try to stop the Phoenix Force from coming back to Earth. You know, because, yeah. And then Wolverine goes with the Avengers to try to get Hope and try to get Hope to safety. But he realizes that he's probably going to have to kill her. Oh. Hey, Shax. You there?
Yeah. I don't know what's going on.
We're talking about Wolverine vs. X-Men 9. Wolverine and the X-Men 9.
So basically I'm the other one that dropped out?
Yep.
Alright.
Yep, and we made that joke too, because as soon as I said, alright, so who goes first? Shax, and then as soon as I said that, drop out. Which was awesome. But yeah, so Wolverine X-Men 9, it's Avengers X. So, yeah, Wolverine is just, he spends a good chunk of this issue just, like, moping around, realizing that he's gonna have to probably kill Hope. Which he doesn't want to do, because, you know, he likes Hope. He doesn't think he's a messiah or anything, but, you know, he just kind of, he's reliving memories of what happened with Jean.
Right.
Yeah, because, you know, Wolverine is nothing if not a sympathetic asshole. You know, he's just like, he will take any chance, he can take any opportunity he can get to just mope around. Like when Wolverine the X-Force went to, Age of Apocalypse World, he spent a good chunk of time in there moping around, because, oh hey, Jean Grey is still alive here, so is Nightcrawler, he's my best friend. So yeah, Nightcrawler's dead.
Ah, I love Nightcrawler.
Yeah, but now they brought him back and he has a sword.
He's always had a sword.
Awesome.
And an awesome face tattoo.
Awesome.
And he's, you know, a murderer.
Also awesome.
How is he a murderer?
He's from the Age of Apocalypse, which is like a world where Apocalypse took over, and he now has to kill a bunch of people, and he's part of X-Force, which in the X-Men world is a hit squad. Anytime there's any threat to mutant kind that the X-Men can't deal with, they send out the X-Force. And they go there and kill everything. like the first storyline in Uncanny X-Force, they had to go kill Apocalypse because he was being reborn. But at the time, he was just like 5 years old, I think. Like he was a six, like, he was like a young kid at the time. He wasn't ready to be Apocalypse, and they just shot him in the face.
Well, nice. Let's be honest. If you do that to child Hitler, you do it.
We're not getting into why I. We're not getting into why I went there, but. Yeah, so that's what happens in there. Beast is off in space fighting people, fighting giant flame bird, and Wolverine is moping.
I just want to say, as for the Avengers versus the X-Men storyline, I have downloaded or found the first issue. As I found it.
Marvel has a fucking a digital store now.
Yeah, so I totally downloaded that. Totally legally.
Yep. Okay, so yeah, guess it does it for Wolverine the X-Men 9. Quobi, your pick.
Avenging Spider-Man 6.
Yes, so ninjas.
So, question, is this Spider-Man who is avenging, or someone who is avenging the death of Spider-Man?
It is Spider-Man interacting with different members of the Avengers.
Okay.
Like, in the first couple issues, he was hanging out with, who's his face? Red Hulk. Then it moved on to Hawkeye, then it was Captain America, and now he is hanging out with Daredevil. Because everyone's an Avenger. But yeah, so this is the first part in a series that's going across,
What's the deal with that? Like, I feel like...
Oh. Oh, crap, there's some delay with Shax now.
Great. I'm just going to be quiet.
Okay. Well, yeah, so with Avenging Spider-Man, it is him just interacting with different members of the Avengers. Now he is hanging out with Daredevil, and this is a series that spans Avenging Spider-Man, Daredevil, and the Punisher. So what happens is Daredevil, he managed to get his hands on something called the Omega Drive, which is this kind of super USB key developed by the Fantastic Four that has information about every single mob gang in the entire city of New York. And now all the gangs want it, and they're all gunning for Matt Murdock. And so it is up to Spider-Man and the Punisher to help him take down the gangs using the Omega Drive. So yeah. There's that. Anything? Okay then. I gotta expect you guys to ask questions and whatnot.
It's a lot of stuff that's very much specific to that storyline, or mostly confusing is what I'm gonna say.
Okay, so what's confusing? What would you like me to clarify for you?
I'll be honest, most of it flew over my head. I was a little bit zoned out. I apologize.
Okay.
Not on the ball today.
Okay, so do you want me to start from the beginning?
Absolutely. Repeat yourself. Just give a shorter version just to jog my memory, because I know it's in there. Just ran away.
Okay, so Daredevil has a super USB key with all the info of all the gangs in New York.
Right. Okay.
Spider-Man and the Punisher are helping him use that to take down the gangs.
Makes sense.
And actually, it's not just gangs. There's also AIM and Hydra is involved. Hey, Shax. Your internet is shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
So basically, they're going to fuck up criminal organizations and AIM and Hydra.
Yes. And there's a Lady Punisher.
Ooh.
Yeah, Yeah, I haven't actually been reading the more recent Punisher storyline. Well, any comic series at all. So, but apparently, there's this woman who, like, at her wedding, she was, one of the gangs, like, came in and gunned down everyone at her wedding, including her husband. And she, just barely survived, so then she healed herself up, and then decided to quest for revenge, and then she managed to get involved with the Punisher.
Alright.
Yeah, so now we have two Punishers.
So does that mean Frank Castle's getting any, or...
No, he's not.
Oh.
You know, Frank Castle doesn't get any. You know, he gets his rocks off by shooting gangsters in the face. But, yeah, it's kind of weird, because, Well, in this bit, so you know, Spider-Man, he has this like whole new credo thing: no one dies, which is like,
let's see that work out.
It has kind of like no one's died yet.
Yet being the key word.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, so then what he is doing is he is forcing the Punisher and his lady friend to use non-lethal rounds and all these things, like to use like rubber bullets and like beanbags for their shotguns and stuff, so that they don't kill anyone.
That makes the Punisher impotent and boring.
Yeah, like, and the Punisher is doing everything he can to like try to get people killed. That's all he wants to do. Like, he wants to take the Omega Drive for himself and then use it to find out where all the gang hideouts are, go in and shoot everyone in the face. And Matt Murdock says no.
Because that's what the Punisher's for. That's around. That's why we like to have him around. We like to have a vigilante hero who just shoots people in the face.
Karmatically balances out the world, you know. You got all these good guys, you know, fucking everything up and getting all these innocent people killed, and then we have the Punisher just coming in and killing all the bad people. Tips the scales. Yeah, it's cool. I've read the second part of it in Punisher 10, and I think... Okay, I don't want to say anything about what I remember happens in it, because my memory is probably atrocious and it's also spoilery. But I'm looking forward to Daredevil 11. Which is the continuation of the Omega Effect, which is what the story arc is called. But hey, there's ninjas. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's the Hand, which is being run by the Kingpin, which is weird.
I don't even know what to think about that.
You remember the Foot from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Yeah.
It's essentially that, only run by a fat white guy. And you know they're competent.
Awesome.
Yeah, so there's Avengers Spider-Man 6. It's part of the Omega Effect storyline, which is going over two more issues. One more issue. Okay, so finally, let me talk about my story. America's Got Powers, issue 1. So this is a new series written by Jonathan Ross. He's done stuff.
And like what?
Stuff. Shut up.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know who they all are. I know who a few people are. Like, I know Hickman, I know Jonathan Hickman, I know Nick Spencer, I know Robert Kirkman, I know Steve Niles. But like, I'm still getting into all like the insane name remembering everything. It's like, oh, this guy did this, this, and this back in 1987, then in 1989 he did this, this, and this. But yeah, so it's good, I like it. So
sorry, what was the name of the writer of these comics?
I think Jonathan Ross did America's Got Powers. I can look that up right now. Look, you can. Somewhere in here. He has riveting content for all listeners at home. Yep, Jonathan Ross. I'm not going to click that. But yeah, so, the story is, one day in San Francisco, some weird giant rock thing came down from the sky and shot a bright light, and then disappeared. And then all of a sudden, every single woman in like the country gave birth at once. Well, every pregnant woman. Well, actually, it was either every pregnant woman in the country or every pregnant woman in San Francisco. But either way, they gave birth, and then every single baby they gave birth to had superpowers. Except for one. Whose brother just happened, and then what they did was they took all these kids, all 47 of them I think were born, and then put them, doing everything in this giant arena space. And every day every week they're competing on a TV show where they could get killed. Like, the show is just, alright, so we got these guys who are trying to get this ball from one side of the arena to the other and come back, and giant fucking robots are trying to kill them. So yeah, there's all that happening. And then the government, so this is getting kind of spoilery, but it's the first issue, dude. It's, if this is the first issue of a superhero story where the main character doesn't have powers at the beginning of it, so you know where it's going. But yeah, so government comes along and decides that the whole project with these kids is not worth it, and they're going to just turn up all the robots to 11, and they're going to kill all the kids. But then one kid who is left out in the field who doesn't have powers, he is just like a spectator kid who like accidentally fell into the arena. He's about to get killed by a robot, and then the main character comes along, shines out a huge bright light, destroys all the robots, like disintegrates them, and then all the kids, and then all the superhero kids are just fine, and so is the kid that he's trying to protect. And as soon as he does that, he just says, "Oh shit." And yeah, it's the first issue. It's an interesting series. I need to get into it more. I need to get into Chef Mishy before I like make a verdict on whether I really like it or not. But first issue leaves a good impression. So, you guys want to know anything about it?
No, you explained it really well. It sounds like something I'd actually be willing to read.
Okay. Yeah, sounds interesting.
Okay, cool. Okay, so I guess it does it for what we've been reading. On to news. So we got four pieces of news here, one of which is about movies. Well, two of which, actually, a lot of them are about movies, but fuck it.
This isn't the movies podcast.
It's all about comics, too.
I don't care.
Okay. So, have you guys ever read Axe Cop?
Axe Cop?
No.
Yeah, that's the one with that cop that goes around with an axe.
Pretty much.
And he says, "Let me ask you a question."
No, he actually doesn't say that. This is the webcomic series written by a six-year-old.
My God. Oh, I don't like where this is going. Oh, God.
It is a fantastic series. It is hilarious. And Fox has picked it up to make it into an animated TV series. It's in their Animation Domination block on Saturday nights.
Man, if it's going into Animation Domination, it must be good.
It is good.
Really?
It is really good.
Because Jonah Hill's cartoon
is good. Except
the Cleveland
show.
But this is going into their Animation Domination happens on Sunday nights at like starting at 8. This will be happening on Saturday nights starting at 11. So it's going to be an entirely different day. It's an entirely different Animation Domination block.
So wait. You've got an animated show originally written by a 6-year-old, and it's going on at 11 o'clock. Wow, that kid must have some,
Not really.
Some imagination.
Oh, well, he does. This thing is...
Good luck to that show.
Yeah, the entire, origin story behind Axe Cop is, one day a cop was walking along and he found the perfect fireman's axe. Thus, he became Axe Cop. That's the entire origin story.
Wow. Well,
then he has, a partner who started out as, flute cop, and then he got, some fruit on him and became, avocado flute cop. And then he got some dinosaur blood and he became dinosaur soldier. And then he ate a zombie rat and became a zombie. Then he drank some bear blood and became a zombie bear. Then he ate the president and became zombie bear president.
This sounds like a 6-year-old wrote it.
Yeah. And, Axe Cop's arch nemesis is Telescopic Gun Cop.
Oh.
Yeah, it's just a telescope but with, a trigger and handle from a pistol. And he goes around with Unicorn Baby, which is a baby with a unicorn horn on his head who comes from a planet of people who were so smart they grew unicorn horns.
Oh, God.
Yeah, the webcomic is insane and awesome. Dark Horse, they released, a 3-issue miniseries, in full color and everything. It was called, Bad Guy Earth, which was awesome. And in that, Dinosaur Soldier became Zombie Bear President.
I don't even know what you're saying anymore. None of this even makes sense to me. It's like you just pick a random sentences to say. One after another.
You guys should really read the comic. It is fantastic.
Does the comic explain itself as well as you're explaining it now? This is every panel something different's happening, and you're like, what the fuck's going on?
Well, it is a bit more coherent, because, they do things in order. But, with me explaining it, I'm just kind of picking random shit out of my ass that I remember. Okay. Well, so moving on. So for the last little while, I've been mentioning the Spider-Man thing that Marvel's been teasing, and they finally released what it actually is going to be. So, in the storyline, Peter Parker, the one who's alive from the main Marvel Universe, is going to be going to the Ultimate Marvel Universe to meet up with Miles Morales and find himself in a world where he is dead.
Has this ever been done before?
What, someone from the main universe going over Ultimate?
Yeah.
There was one bit where someone from the zombie universe came over to Ultimate. But never from the main, I don't think.
So why would you start with Spider-Man? Why wouldn't you pick someone that's like a scientist that...
Spider-Man is a scientist. He works for Horizon Labs.
Fair enough.
And plus, you know, in the Ultimate Universe, Spider-Man was the first, I think he was the first Ultimate series. Like, he was the flagship series for the entire Ultimate Universe. It's cut off.
I just wanted to be coherent with, you know, some kind of... God damn it.
I quit.
Okay. Well, so the series is coming in June. It's being written by Brian Michael Bendis, who's done a lot of the Ultimate stuff. It's with art by Sarah Pacelli, who's done a lot of the art for the Ultimate stuff. And, yeah, it'll be cool. So, and this also... The series also apparently celebrates Spider-Man's 50th anniversary. So, yeah. Spider-Man's 50. So, series is coming in June, and... Yeah. So... Yesterday, I guess, the 23rd, Marvel announced their Marvel Digital Comic Shop, which is a thing that's on iOS and Android tablets, through which you'll be able to purchase comic books. And apparently, if you buy like the actual issue in store, you get a free code for a free digital copy. So yeah. So, Marvel had this statement to release with the thing. Like, then come June, all Marvel superhero comics priced at $3.99 at your local comic shop will include codes for free digital copies of those same issues on the Marvel Comics app for Apple iOS and Android devices. The Marvel Digital Comic Shop and the comics by Comixology and the web store all at no extra cost. That's right, the most talked about comics in the industry, including Avengers, Captain America, Iron Man, Mighty Thor, Amazing Spider-Man, Wolverine, the X-Men, and more, will be packed with a code to ensure fans have the most critically acclaimed comics with them anytime, anywhere. So, yeah. That would be cool, I guess. Okay. So, is that... What do you guys think of that? If you think anything.
Legal way to download Marvel stuff on Android? I don't have Android.
Yeah, and plus, it still costs money.
Yeah.
Okay, so moving on to final piece of news. Lobo is getting a movie.
The fuck is Lobo?
He is the DC Universe's version of Wolverine, only in space, and he's a lot more crazy.
Space, crazy, DC Wolverine.
He has a big skull, bell buck. I'm done.
Yeah. And he has a dog with kiss face paint. Since he kind of looks like he has kiss face paint. But, yeah, so the movie has been... DC has brought on... DC and Warner Brothers said they have brought on Brian Peyton to rewrite and direct the whole entire movie. And Brad Peyton. His previous works have included Journey to the Mysterious Island, and Cats and Dogs, The Revenge of Kitty Galore. So that means this movie can only be terrible. Okay, so since everyone's pretty much checked out, that's going to do it for this week. this is a short one, but as always, you can follow us on Twitter, you can follow us at Deathstore Prods. I'm at Deadman_DDProds. We got at Bovion, at FuckShax. We're on Facebook, if you like us on there. We're on iTunes, subscribe to us, leave us some reviews, let us know how we are doing and what you think of all this and whether Shaq should get new internet or new headphones or something.
I think you should just complain to his company lots.
Yeah, just tweet at them with his non-existent internet. But we also have our store, DestroProds.com/store, DestroProds.com/Indiegogo, give us some money. DestroProds.com/Extra Life, give us some money for dead kids.
dying kids.
Yeah.
We can't help the dead ones.
Well, not yet. Not until the device is complete.
No one's supposed to know we're working on that.
They won't remember any of this. They don't listen to the show. And, yeah, we also have all our sponsors at the bottom of the page. Go click stuff, buy stuff, and help us make some monies. And be sure to come back this Friday when we'll be having our final commentary for Anime Month, Naruto Shippuden the Movie, as well as our movies podcast. And be sure to go to allgames.com on Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern to listen to our live Anything cast. So, until then, I'm Dead.
I'm Bobby1.
And I'm Shax.
No sign off?
Bye.
We'll see you guys next time.